Tell me about the effect of this service on you as a person. Are you the same person as you were before you came? If not, what effect has it had on you?
Well, your question made me smile, or it made me have to suppress a smile. Mm. The coming here made me get remarried. My marriage had broken down many years before, and I had I had more or less joined the ranks of confirmed bachelorhood, and then I came here. And somehow or other, I don't know exactly how to rationalize it, but I suppose I felt lonely and in need of companionship. And it wasn't long before I addressed the issue directly and made a proposal to someone who accepted it. And frankly, I can't imagine why I hadn't done it before, because it has really improved the quality of my life enormously. Now, I don't know if I should attribute that to the work I'm doing here, but that has been the most major change in my life since I've been here, and it's been, I think, a change for the better.
We appreciated the invitation to your home. Yeah. And the great crowd there and the great hospitality. And if your wife was part of that, which I know she was,
yes,
give her our thanks as well as
certainly,
you would, please. What hope do you have for the future in seeing all of this perhaps irrational acts of humanity involved in this genocide?
Well, hope. It's. I don't know what to say. In fact, a few years ago, a friend asked me to be godfather to his daughter, who was given a name out of Homer's Odyssey, and he gave me, as a christening gift, a copy of the book.
Yes.
I suppose when I was a kid, I had read extracts of it. But I was idle enough to read it again. And it was very depressing, because I recognized people.
Yes.
And I wondered, has humanity really developed? You know, do we see cycles of this type of behavior recurring? I sincerely hoped that the result of our work would have supported the promise of never again. But I listen to the news every day. I see Darfur. I see the violence emerging again in the DRC, you see. And so I wonder. I had felt that one of the major lessons that the tragedy had taught was the importance of early intervention. But I don't know if even that lesson has been fully learned. So I am not sure what to hope for, but I wish I could hope for something.
Thank you very much, sir. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that I have not touched upon that you would like to add?
Well, I would like to thank you. I think that you have pulled me out quite a bit. If I was asked to just make a speech on these issues, I don't think I would have had anything to say. So I must commend you for the quality of your inquiries, and I have enjoyed working with you in this manner very much.
As have I, sir. Thank you. Mm-hmm.